Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Guys, it's just pretty... let me just catch myself here. It was pretty interesting, the sorts of comments I got yesterday. I went all out bullish on the market across the podcast, across my Facebook, across Twitter, across everything, really, in a bunch of groups. It just went everywhere. Now, a really interesting thing for me is how many people come out of the woodwork and question everything. And that's cool. Like, I'm all for it. Like, bring on the debate. I'm happy. And look, I actually agree with people that disagree with me. You're more than welcome to have to disagree. I welcome that. It's good. It's healthy. The reason people disagree is because they believe they've got their own theory. And that's great. People that have their own beliefs and have their own systems. Look, I'm not trying to change what you do. I'm just telling you how I do it. Look, you can choose to listen to me, follow me, be a part of what I do, do the courses or not. It doesn't really worry me. I do what I do and people like what I do or they don't. And that's completely up to each and every single individual. What I do find interesting is when I ask people, what's your reason? Why are we not bullish? Most of the people don't really have a reason. And it's quite interesting. And look, again, I'm not sort of, you know, putting anybody down who's done this. If that's you, no problem. It's more about just an understanding of, I guess, where I'm coming from. That's all I can really give to you. I have systemized everything, right? When I look at a chart, and that's, you guys all know by now, if you've been listening to the show, if this is your first time listening to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast, A, welcome, and B, I'm a trader. I'm a technical trader. I've been doing this for 12 years, and it's been my life. So for me, when I read a chart, there's no objectivity when it comes to trend. It's either an uptrend or a downtrend or no trend. There's three options. But it's not based on trend lines. It's based on higher highs and higher lows. That's an uptrend. Definition, exactly. Lower highs and lower lows is a downtrend. Definition, exactly. So there is no gray area when it comes to trend. So I have people saying to me, oh, well, blah, 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 blah. I just keep shooting all this stuff out. It's great, great, excellent. But they're saying things like, oh, it's just got to get through to 8,500. Why? Well, that's just what makes them feel good. Well, I don't give two hoots about feeling good. I'm reading a chart for what the chart tells me. Big difference. Now, I will be wrong again. I have been wrong before, and I will be wrong again. But one thing I can tell you right now is that I am not wrong when I tell you that Bitcoin is in an uptrend. Now, I did not make a claim that Bitcoin would go to 20,000 by the end of the year. I did not make a claim about any price at all. What I did was state factually, based on the definition of trend, that Bitcoin is in an uptrend and that I am now bullish. These are facts. This is just the way it is. Simple as that. So, am I bullish Bitcoin? Yep. Will anybody change my mind? Nope. What will change my mind is if we see a lower high and a lower low. That's it. Because that is a definition of trend. So I wanted to give it to you so you understand why I'm bullish and you understand the logic behind why out of the blue, I mean, it wasn't really out of the blue because I was talking about the potential high low for a while. I said, if it breaks up through this level, I will be bullish and I will be screaming it from the rooftops. And I've done all of the above. So I've been a few steps ahead here. This is not news to anybody who's been following my content. But that's the reason that I am bullish. Now, I do expect to see, and I hope to see a bit of a pullback on Bitcoin because I'd love to get an entry. I'd love to get a trade opportunity on Bitcoin. I'd love to see a pullback in, on a higher time frame. So maybe the 4, even the 8-hour would be really, really nice. A good, strong pullback, maybe to 7,000 perhaps. That'd be ideal. But I am bullish and I am going to be watching this and I am going to be trading if I get the chance. Now, looking across the markets, the big mover today has been Lumen once again. I mean, it had an absolutely huge move. It shot all the way up to, what was it, 33 cents? Nearly 34 cents. Now, if you think about this, if you recall a little while back, I was sort of saying that is Lumen leading the market? And it actually ended up leading the market. I mean, we went from 17 cents to 33. You know, we've just about doubled, which is quite a feat. I mean, it's pulled back quite heavily, and obviously, you know, I'm looking for opportunities to trade. It's gotten a little bit out of control at the moment, but on the 2-hour, it actually looks really, really nice back in that cradle zone. But look, the point I'm trying to make is that the 10, most of the top 10 is pulling back a bit. You know, we've got Bitcoin up. Down 4.4, Bitcoin Cash down 3.4, Cardano's up 3.4% now. Lumen's up 10%. NEO down 5%. IOTA down 4.4%. Ripple down 5.6%. And Litecoin down 3.5%. Now, this is all good. This is really good, as a matter of fact. This is some good pullbacks. Am I concerned that we're going to see a reversal? No, I'm not. I'm sitting here waiting for opportunities to enter. This market looks very, very strong. It's just about being patient and waiting for the opportune moment to get in. Now, here's something I'm going to ask of you. I very rarely do this. We have a lot of listeners on this show. I've got a huge audience now, and thank you so much for enjoying this and being a part of this. I love it. I really do. I do it, you know, as you know, I do two shows a day, a lot of content, a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of work. Now, what I'd like to ask you is this. If you like what you hear here, let me say that again. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please, I'd love it if you could go and give me a rating and go and write a review in the podcast section. So you can go onto your iPhone or your Android or wherever you're listening to this from, please go and write a review if you like it. We've got a few, we've got 66 or 60, something like that. I want more. And as the audience has grown, I haven't asked for anything. So it's just a little thing from me to you. If you are enjoying this content, I'm not asking you to pay for anything, buy anything, not at all. It's up to you. But what I am asking, can you please write a review and go and like the Facebook page too if it's something that you're on. And if you're not following me on Facebook and Twitter, go get on board. Also, I'm on TradingView at TraderCobb. You can jump on there. I do videos most days where you can see what's going on in that space. You'll also be updated across Facebook and Twitter as well. And we do put the show up on YouTube. But please, write a review if you like this show. That's all I ask. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.